taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. On day four of Pledge Week, it is day four of Pledge Week. And so we're going to get started right out of the chute. Back there in the phone booth, we have Miss Karen, like a rose between the thorns, between Eric and Aaron, back there in the phone booth. Hello. They're back there waiting, they're watching, hoping those phone lines will light up. They can't wait to take a call. And the numbers are 866-525-0599. 0955. That's 866-525-0955 or 216-901-0933 or 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. Now, in the glass cage where we keep him all the time is none other than our producer, Mr. Style.
Hey, how are you tonight, Pastor?
We're ready to roll here, live in the studio again, from right to right again, because we never have a left. It's not allowed, it's not tolerated, because the Bible says those on the left are going to be bound and cast into the lake of fire. I know some people on the left. They need to move right away, right?
Yes.
And so starting with Pastor Richard Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. Glad to be here.
Then in the middle, you have none other than walking, talking, Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And then we have the elder here.
Good evening. There's nothing too hard for our God.
Hey, Richard, how does this work out? You know, he's the youngest one in here, and he's the elder.
Yeah. I don't think it's talking about age in that situation.
All right. Well, speaking of that situation, let's get into our scripture. We were in Hebrews chapter 13. We'll start back, Elder, in verse 7, and we'll redo verse 7.
Okay.
As we go through verse 7 through 17. Now, verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now, very important. Who is it that he's referring to? Who has the rules? Now, he's talking to them, too, in the past. Remember, these were, in Hebrews, written to the Jews, mm-hmm. The prophets of old. But then That changes up in verse 17, where he brings it into the modern pastors. Mm-hmm. But he's saying here, remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. So if we go back and all through the Old Testament, who did the kings go to? Who did David go to? Who did Solomon go to? Who did Saul go to?
The prophets, sure.
Mm-hmm. They went to the men of God.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Well, today, do we still have prophets today?
If they're reading out of the true word of God, they
forth
have
tellers.
A prophet.
Mm-hmm. Not foretellers, but foretellers, huh?
Yes.
And that's what we are. That's what we're doing right here tonight, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So is the word of God something that's important enough to get the men who read and teach and preach the word of God to be those that have the rule over you? Should you say, hey, guess what? You know, I'm supposed to listen to what these guys have to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that include presidents and senators and governors?
All mankind.
Okay. And so then he goes on to say, in verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, that's an interesting verse. Because if you go over to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 11, Jesus said he is the Alpha and mm-hmm. the Omega. What's
that's
the
right.
Alpha and the Omega?
Beginning and the end.
Yes.
And then, if you go to, if you look at the past, the present, and the future, the Bible says there, if you go to, he created all things in the past, Colossians 1,
mm-hmm.
16. Today he's upholding all things today. In fact, if you go to Hebrews 1:3, and he shall make all things new tomorrow. He's going to make all things new tomorrow. Revelation 21, verse 5. And so he's what? The eternal creator. He's the living Lord and the coming king. Now, I had heard one day I was listening to a Pentecostal preacher. And basically he was saying that Jesus has retired. He said, when Jesus... when his work was finished, he sat down at the right hand of the Father, and from here on out, all of our, activity will be with the Holy Spirit. What's wrong with that?
Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and God Almighty are one.
Yeah, that's true. But let's just say that this guy was right. And when he said that Jesus sat down, and you can join in when you want to, Style.
Will do.
So I've been telling everybody, like, you're really, really smart.
Well, stop telling people that. Now you got to lie to them.
And so here now, when you... what was I saying?
You were talking about the preacher that was saying the Holy Spirit is the one that's directing things now.
Now, if Christ had sat down and his job was finished, if he wasn't interceding for us continuously, what kind of shape would we be in?
Yeah.
Does he intercede for us continuously before the Father?
Absolutely. Yes. And matter of fact, I believe when you read Acts about the stoning of Stephen— Jesus was standing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you here, what would happen if he wasn't interceding for it? Would we be easy pickings for the devil?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty.
Our walk would be in vain, and we'd be in a great...
And we might even get gasoline sprayed on us or something.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Inside you.
Yeah. Yeah, that got... that was an interesting day. Yep. Boy... One of those days, folks. Anyhow, I want to say Bob in Illinois, place 35.
All right,
Karen Bob. In Ohio, place 50. And Bob and Lori in Michigan, places 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We better give those phone numbers out again. The phone numbers are 866-525-0955 or 216-901-0933 or 888-281-1110. You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to tell the people what we're giving tonight. Not only that, but we forgot to start off in prayer. We have two prayer requests. So
yes, we do.
I'm going to tell them. Well, let's do the prayer request first. Go ahead. Richard, you have a prayer request.
I have a prayer request from Greg Simonette. He asked us to pray that he could stay in his apartment that he's in right now until he finds a new place to live. And he also prayed for his health. So we would just lift him up in prayer, Lord, and whatever the situation is, Lord, we would just ask for you to help him and support Greg and lift him up to your bleeding side and also draw him closer to you, Lord. And whatever the situation is for his living arrangements, Lord, we pray your hand would be in it and guide it so that he would have a place, a roof over his head, and also increase his health to restore it to a normal portion. We thank you, Lord, for hearing that prayer and answering it in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you. We have another prayer request. Jim McNeil, who's he's a senior. He's one of our faculty attends Doers of the Word Church. He was taken by emergency by ambulance to the emergency room this morning in the hospital, and he woke up with tremors and a bad case of vertigo, couldn't stand. And so they had to call the ambulance, and he was taken in today, and he's just asked. They think that he may have, what was it that Muhammad Ali had?
Parkinson's.
This may be Parkinson's. So let's pray for him. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold Brother Jim up in this situation. We know he loves you with all of his heart. He's been a godly man and a godly patriot man. And so we want to hold him up and ask, Father God, Lord, first of all, the folks all around the country that join in prayer with us and pray when we offer these prayers up, because first of all, they need to know that their prayers don't just disappear. They're kept in heaven. And Lord, too, we ask, Father God, because everybody out there listening tonight either needs prayer now or will need prayer for some one thing or the other. Lord, I don't know of anyone who never needed prayer, but anyhow, so we want to just hold Jim up and ask that you touch him, that you heal him, Father God, and Lord, that you use him in a mighty, mighty way for the rest of his days here, and that when he leaves this world, he'll hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Also, I wanted to say very quickly that for tonight, for those that have a donation of $25 or more, we have a book called The Rubbish Hauler's Wife versus Barack Obama, A True Story by Susan Daniels. And she was just over at the church. Susan's a private investigator. But she's no kid, and she's our age. But she's been, maybe I shouldn't say that. Women don't like you talking about that. But anyhow, The Rubbish Hauler's Wife versus Barack Obama is the true story of Susan Daniels, an ordinary housewife from small town Ohio. Beginning in 2009, she felt her country was being destroyed by the left from within. Boy, she was right about that. And by the way, she'd been listening to us on the radio.
Wow, good.
She decided to single-handedly take on the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, by attempting to remove him from the state of Ohio's presidential ballot in 2012. Daniel set the stage for the drama by recounting her life story, which began as an uphill battle from an unimaginable childhood to the murder of her husband, at a Cleveland rubbish hauler by a mob gangster named Danny Green. She found herself widowed at the age of 30 with seven small children. That had to be tough.
Wow.
Upon her husband's death, the secret she had kept of his second family was splashed all over the news media. Stunning the friends and the family, and most of the, of all her own children, Daniels was left with a high school education, little hope, and no money. Daniels had to rely on her own resources to raise her family and to move on later, choosing to become a private investigator at age 55, or at age 53. In doing so, she stumbled upon Barack Obama's biggest secret. Through allegedly born in Hawaii, he had been using a stolen Social Security number issued in Connecticut for his entire adult life. I'm going to stop there, but she goes in, she exposes a whole lot of stuff. Now, a lot of this just came out recently, again, about Obama. There's a whole lot of things in Obama's life that don't match up. In fact, you know, where he went to school, how none of his classmates ever seen him in class or ever saw him in the school. We've played several clips. We have the very first birther, Bill Clinton, saying, when he was in Obama's real birthplace there, and he's talking to the mayor, and he says, so this is the birthplace in Africa of Barack Obama? Yeah, right here. This is here. Yeah. Then Michelle, his wife, was speaking from the same place and said, it's so good to be here at the birthplace of my husband. So there's just so much about Obama that doesn't match up. In fact, his grandmother said she was there at his birth. He was born in Kenya. Mm. And his brother also said he was born in Kenya. Mm. So anyhow, we asked for a donation of $25 or more. This is a very good book. Mm. And let's still go back and give those numbers out. Oh, it looks like Arlene in Georgia pledges $25. Thank you, Arlene.
All right.
Again, those numbers are 866-525-0955 or 216-901-0933. Or the credit card number is 888-281-1110. Would you want to pick it up? Let's take verse by verse, and let's pick it up in verse 9. And okay. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me about strange doctrines.
Strange doctrines would be doctrine. The word doctrine means teachings, mm-hmm. and that would strange things would be anything contrary to the Holy Scriptures.
And so give me some examples of that today, possibly, that we have as common teaching out there today that are would be heresy.
Well, one of the things you were mentioning there about that pastor that thinks Jesus was done when he rose and he sat down at the right hand of God, that's a false teaching. That conflicts with the whole counsel of God here, the Scriptures. So that is really a false teaching.
What about Jesus being the Son of God, but not God the Son?
Yeah, any time it erodes the Godhead that is in the Scriptures, that Jesus was 100% God and 100% man.
Okay. So if you go out there today, what about the doctrine that's being taught out there by Joel Osteen and Kevin Copeland, that God wants you to live the best your best life now, right now?
Yeah, that's definitely a false doctrine. And, it's very interesting that these prosperity preachers, when they're speaking to the people that live in the United States or Americans, so to speak, they try to get away with that. But when they go to some of these other countries that are poor in that, they can't get away with that, and their whole sermons change.
So what about Al Sharpton says that God's word, the Bible, right here, condones abortion, the killing of the unborn children. That's what he says. So what do you think?
I think he's certainly a false teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was also wearing, I just saw him in a picture wearing the rainbow flag, supporting the gay and lesbian agenda, all of that as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's a problem. These men in the world, I don't know what else to say, but they try to take titles on like that they have something to do with the Bible, calling themselves, some even call themselves reverend, which is a heresy, since God, every time the word reverend is used in the Bible, it's always referring to God, not man. But
well, it's used one time, and that's a title for man in Psalms, 111 Psalms, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
For holy and reverent is God's name.
Yes.
Holy. And so that really should not be used in people, but they don't pay any attention, huh?
No. Right.
But then that's what I'm saying. They take these titles on like they know the Bible or they know something, and they walk around with those titles, and then they do this false teachings about the shirts with the rainbow, you know, the sodomites and all of this, and going against thinking that it's okay for abortions and killing babies, and then they call themselves godly. That's certainly false teaching.
About a year ago, I heard the Pope make a couple of statements. One, he said that humanly speaking, Christ failed at Calvary.
That's a false teaching.
Yeah.
I mean, if Christ had failed at Calvary, what kind of a future would we have?
Well, our walk is in vain, and we wouldn't have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the scriptures, clearly, as you read a lot of the epistles, it tells you that, you know, our walk is not in vain.
Mm-hmm.
And if those beliefs were not what the Bible says.
Yeah. Yeah, they have so many teaching that are contrary to the word of God. Again, that there's no hell, Satan's not real. Some say hell is on earth. You know, you'll go, well, Jesus had wives or he was married. I mean, there's just...
Yeah, and others will say everybody's going to go to heaven eventually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have to go through the wrath of God or the tribulation periods or this time or that time, but everybody's going to eventually go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly not what the Bible teaches.
Well, that's one of the things recently. We've been getting letters from a number of heretics, and they want me to let them on the radio program to air that heresy.
Yeah.
So,
that's a waste of airtime, folks.
Yeah, yep.
Even if it's only for 1 minute.
Yeah.
If everybody went to heaven, why would Jesus spend so much time teaching on hell?
Well, why would he have died? He could have not had to die on the cross.
Yeah.
Well, he had to defeat death and hell, didn't he?
Yes.
I know we had to recently deal with that with the late Bishop Carlton Pearson. He went on that other side with the gospel of inclusion for everyone. You know, what God was, while he was reconciling the world, you know, all sinners in essence, or everyone would eventually be saved.
And that's
total twisting of the scripture.
That's what the Pope was trying to say about that no matter what God you worship, you'll go to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're trying to bring in the... the Muslim God, they're trying to bring in Buddha, all of the different gods. As long as you're worshiping God, whatever you call God, well, that's not what the Bible says.
Right. They would say all paths lead to God.
Right.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but through me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Obama said that Jesus was a savior, but he was only one of many saviors.
Mm.
Sounds like Oprah.
Yeah. And so But I heard the Pope say in 2015 at Salt Lake City, where they had the World Council on Religions gather, that if we're going to have a one-world government, we got to have a one-world church.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And well, so, that's what they would like, but that's not what the Bible teaches. So
God says he's gonna wreck those plans, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be back right after this.
Welcome to God's world. Start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until that he was crucified.
Absolutely. All right. You know, it's an interesting thing, fellas, about hypocrisy. To us, hypocrisy, you know, is repulsive, but to the left, hypocrisy is something to be embraced. And just recently, all of them, you've heard Bill Clinton, Hillary, and Obama all talking about how Trump is his radical agenda to close the border, and how tough they're being, how tough on all these illegal aliens. I mean, they only brought in about 20 million, and some of the worst criminals, murderers. Okay, but you know, they had a different attitude very shortly ago before the orange man came. Go ahead and let's hear, Billy.
Thank goodness for the internet, because we can just pull up the clips. They all used to agree with Trump. Just saying.
In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes.
Senator Biden, yes or no, would you allow the cities to ignore the federal law?
No.
I think we got to have tough conditions. Tell people to come out of the shadows. If they've committed a crime, deport them. No questions asked.
Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous.
Boy, how things change so quickly, right? Okay, especially when it comes to actually really doing something, huh?
Yeah, well, these politicians, like you just heard, they change at a drop of a hat. Mm-hmm. They don't have any conviction at all about anything. Trump is trying to do something, and he has true convictions for this country.
promises made, promises kept, huh?
Yeah, that's
this
true.
This is why, boy, this is why they're going up. The devil's going after him hot and heavy, aren't they?
Well, the ones that seem to be yelling the loudest are probably the ones that have got the most, and they probably are collecting Social Security checks from four or five different sources or all this other things that are being uncovered as far as this side funds. These politicians are coming in and leaving as millionaires.
Some of them are billionaires now.
Wow.
But think about that. Harry Truman said, when a politician gets rich in office, you can bet he's a crook. And if you take a look at Bill and Hillary, they were worth, you know, they may have been, well, not even millionaires when he got started there. And all of a sudden, now they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And then take a look at also Barack Obama.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he came in almost a pauper. And what's he got, three homes, one in Hawaii, and I don't know where the other two would.
It's called kickbacks.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really kicking back, too, aren't they?
Kicking back, taking voter or taxpayers' money.
All righty, those numbers are 888-866-525-0955 or 216-901-0933 or 888-281-1110. And we see that Rose in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Rose. And Dan in California pledges 60. Thank you, Dan.
Amen.
Go ahead, Richard. You have an article there.
Yeah, I have actually three very short articles. Let me just pop those off, and you can roll it over then to Randy. It says various pastors and other faith leaders met in the Oval Office Wednesday to pray for President Trump, gathering around him as he sat at the Resolute desk. So they have a picture here of all these different pastors praying for him. So yeah, that's wonderful. That
well, they should do that, and we should all pray for him.
Yes.
Now, but we should pray for him, not to him.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
There's some people that are really got carried away. I remember when, you know, at the day, remember when he got shot?
Mm-hmm.
There were some people in that crowd that were, they were just lost it. I mean, not in a normal way, okay? But it was like, not like a man had been shot. It was like their God had been shot.
Mm-hmm.
Others have gone a little bit over the edge. We need to just realize he's a man. He's our leader, and we need to pray for him. Mm-hmm. But not place him in a place where he don't belong, huh?
Not put that's him right. over God. That's for sure.
Yeah,
and
right.
And he's just a man, mm-hmm. and we have to always remember that. And he's in a position that he can do some good, but he also is going to make mistakes, and everything that he does is not going to be always good.
Right.
That's right.
I don't remember seeing too many pastors gathered to pray over Joe Biden, do you?
I'm afraid if he asked for any leaders to pray over him, they probably would have been wearing funny costumes.
Yeah.
Well, he might have had Al Sharpton.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. All right, what else do you have?
Another quick article is the Ho Chi attacks on American vessels will not be tolerated. We will use overwhelming lethal force until we have achieved our objection. And it says our brave warfighters are right now carrying out aerial attacks on the terrorist bases, and this is from telling them that if they'll leave the ships alone, they'll stop the attacks, but as long as they're attacking the ships and that, they're going to continue to...
Well, they took all the, believe me, they leveled those Houthi bases, but the warning there really is towards Iran. Trump is sending Iran a very strong message. Look, you know, we don't want our ships, especially our aircraft carriers, we don't want them fired upon. Bad things can happen to you if you do that, okay? Yeah. And so that's the message given to Iran.
Yeah, and he's showing on a small scale what can happen to Iran if they keep up what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what they did with the Houthis, they took them out. I mean, they just took all their little bases. They had all those little bases there, took them all out, wow. leveled them all.
That's it. And that's what's so nice about the warfare anymore. They can be very precise with what they attack.
All right. Arlene in Illinois pledges 50. Thank you, Arlene.
Amen.
And the last article that I have, a quick little article, talks about the rogue federal judges have created what some analysis already have called a constitutional crisis by claiming that President Donald Trump isn't allowed to run the executive branch over which the Constitution gave him authority. The way he sees would help America the most without their approval. And there's a lot of judges that they're calling rogue judges here. And the article speaks of that. It says, however, this would to remove these judges would require some support from the Democrats because the GOP doesn't hold a two-thirds majority in the Senate, which would have to remove a judge after the House convention. So I don't know what he's going to do about
this. Well, you know what they're doing? Listen, is treason still illegal? You know what they're, yes. What these judges are doing is they're putting America in a dangerous position. These are rogue judges out there. You know, these are the same people that were setting murderers loose out there back on the streets. That young woman that was set on fire and burnt to death while people stood and watched her. Mm-hmm. The one that did it was set free again. These corrupt judges. These are. And so, you know, in Hosea and Ezekiel and Isaiah, God doesn't call them rogue. He calls them whores.
Yes.
Okay. And so, and that's what we've been saying here. There's a saying out there that not all whores are prostitutes, but all prostitutes are whores. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some of those out there that wear whores wear miniskirts, others wear long black robes, mm-hmm. but not just in the judicial. That goes. And I'm going to tell you where it's worse than ever, and that's in the pulpits.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's worse than ever. I'm going to tell you, there's especially a hot place in hell for these apostate churches that are, as Jesus says in Matthew chapter 23, mm-hmm. not only will you not enter into the kingdom, you hold others, you keep others from going in, okay?
That's right.
And there's actually in the scriptures, there's more woe or warning to pastors than pats on the back.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So when you, it's Jeremiah, and when you read about what pastors, that responsibility of getting up and preaching should, if you're a preacher or you're a pastor or whatever you may be, you should not take preaching lightly. That's a huge responsibility that you're putting upon yourself to teach others.
Mm-hmm. When you have said, God has said, when God has not said it.
Yes.
That's a very clear warning to the apostate preachers, huh?
Amen.
But, you know, he says in Isaiah 56:10, he said, they're like dumb dogs. They're like dumb dogs. They're too afraid to bark. Okay. In other words, they're afraid to stand up against the corruption, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why Romans chapter 13 is the most spun and twisted and perverted passage in all of Scripture.
Yes.
Because it means exactly what it says, but it means that these pastors would have to have the courage to stand up like men and preach out against corrupt governments, and very few of them really do, huh?
Yes, I've never preached anywhere where I have not taken that so serious and pray to God on my knees that I would not preach anything false and rely on the scriptures on everything I teach.
Mm-hmm. When I was teaching biblical law, I used to go, and that was one of the main things that I would preach on, going across the country, going on from one city to the other. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, the numbers are 866-525-0955. It's very important. I mean, it's very important that we get some support tonight.
Yeah.
None of us take a pay. All of us put in above and beyond. And you had to do it twice last night.
Pastor Hal has me on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Hal put you on the bus. But we give beyond, above and beyond our time. We give our own resources, folks. We're not in it to make the money. It'd be nice to be able to pay our bills, but we're in it because the cause is a righteous cause.
That's right.
God's Word, the Bible, doesn't suggest. It demands.
Amen.
It demands that we be a voice for the voiceless. Mm-hmm. It demands that we be doers of the Word, not just hearers only, deceiving our own selves like so many out there are. So we want to be, we want to stay the course of righteousness. Mm-hmm. No compromise, period, right?
That's right.
We need to hear from the folks out there to help us doing that.
That's right.
For over 50 years now, we have been the voice of the Christian resistance. And, Richard, you know how they've come after us trying to put us off the air how many times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we're still here.
That's right. That's right.
And all of this time, because God is an awesome God, isn't he?
Yeah, there's no greater investment than sowing into the kingdom of God, and to be able to do it with a cheerful heart, realizing, Pastor, that one of the things that really moves me about this program is the beginning and the end, the word that comes forth, and then the opportunity for people to be saved. And I'm glad to be a part of helping someone get that word that they could be saved. And you too tonight, if you sow in, you have that opportunity to help someone hear that word of God, that they don't have to go to hell or to that lake of fire.
All right, James in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, James. This week, I pledged 1,000 three times. Mm. And if I could get somebody to match that just on one of those 1,000s, that would be really good if we could get a 1,000 match. You pledged 500.
Yeah.
That would be good if we can get someone to match you for 500.
Yeah.
Folks, it's again, we really need to hear from you. James, I just did that. James in Michigan pledges 100.
Well, I hope someone matches you, Pastor, because I need company on the bus.
Yeah, I know. All righty. 866-525-0955 or 216-901-0933. Or 888-281-1110. You have an article there.
I do. This one, I believe this is from Bob Unruh, but it says, he was addressing a plan to add additional federal judgeships to focus on the workload facing the current judiciary. That plan had bipartisan support during the last Congress, but was vetoed by Joe Biden in an apparent effort to deprive Trump of the authority to appoint additional judges. The plan, since it was bipartisan, has returned. He criticized the Democrat talking points about the judiciary and Trump, and the fact that Biden actually boasted of ignoring a Supreme Court ruling. But now we are hearing that if President Trump talking about that hypocrisy, that if President Trump ignores judges, we're in a constitutional crisis. So if everyone is following along, it means that a constitutional crisis only occurs when Republicans ignore federal judges. And the left is using activist judges to not only legislate from the bench, but also to encroach on the executive branch. He accused Democrats of restoring or resorting to lawfare and delaying democracy. The same party that raided the home of President Trump and weaponized the DOJ against President Trump is now using the limited power they have to delay, delay, and delay reality. What the left is experiencing isn't new. They are simply experiencing the five stages of grief, he said. And unfortunately for them, they are stuck on stage one, which is denial. The American people really need to get to them the five. The American people really need to get them to stage five as fast as possible, which is acceptance, because that's exactly what the American people voted for. And that's exactly where the American people are.
OK, now here's the way Democrats work. They're always going to be. And they're to the wrong, okay? Today, it's why you call them Democrats. Whatever God's word, the Bible calls sin, they embrace. Now, here, now think about this. They're making all of this fuss, right, about Doge.
Mm-hmm.
They're not upset at all about how many people have been stealing the money, okay? They're not upset about how many people have been getting all these checks, about, you know, the billions and billions of dollars, taxpayers' dollars that have been embezzled. They're not upset by those people stealing the money, embezzling the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're upset at those that are exposing those.
That's right.
Now, that's what Democrats do. So there you go. Go ahead. You have another article there.
Yes, sir. Exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. Before you do that.
Uh-oh.
Let me see. Elsie in New Jersey pledges 25.
All right.
Joe in Pennsylvania pledges 100. And Joanne in New York pledges 1,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Joanne.
Yes. Amen. So go ahead with your article now.
Okay. This is from February 11th when Elon Musk was in the Oval Office with his son. But it says a Republican in Congress has expressed his surprise that Democrats are running around now enraged and repeatedly filing lawsuits over the fact that there's someone who has found government waste and fraud. But they're not upset at the people who have been committing the fraud. He said, I've seen Democrats on TV for the past week screaming, Elon Musk, Elon Musk. Musk, Musk, Musk. It has been quite invigorating, actually. I'm really enjoying it. But what's funny about it to me is you're mad at the guy that found the fraud, but not mad at the people that wasted your money. He added, here at Congress, we clearly can't cut a budget. So I really thank Elon for doing our job for us. In fact, Musk through President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, has been slashing at programs the law does not require. People who do programs that are unnecessary, spending that is not justified. He's already tabulated possible savings to taxpayers in the billions and billions of dollars. Of course, many of those programs taking taxpayer cash for unnecessary projects have been created by Democrats. Democrats have almost to a voice opposed the cutbacks and in fact have filed well over 100 lawsuits against Trump's agenda to make America better. Hunt also is the congressman who warned some days ago in a congressional hearing that Democrats are unable to get past the first step in the process of handling grief.
Well, you know, here they're going after, you see what they're doing with Musk. They're setting all of these fires. I don't know how many there's been already. I mean, there's been tremendous every day, every single day.
Mm-hmm.
They're attacking. Now, these are terrorist crimes. When you throw firebombs, yeah, you know, into buildings, so that's terrorism.
Okay? It is.
Now, the idea is that they're supposed to be, remember, this is what they were going to do with burn, loot, and murder.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other group? Obama's group that went out there and did all the chaos, setting buildings on fire. You know who I'm talking about? What is that group? The other group.
Black Lives Matter?
Black Lives
Matter. No, Antifa.
Okay.
So the idea was they were supposed to intimidate people and make them afraid to vote against the communist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't work that well for them, did it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're out there, and the idea that they're trying to intimidate people again, they're trying to say, listen, if we don't get our way, we're going to burn this country down.
Yeah.
But now we have people where we have legitimate people in the White House. We have legitimate people. We have legitimate law enforcement now, Department of Justice and the FBI. And people have learned, look, if you stand up and you fight back. See, that's one thing Trump taught the Republicans. You can win if you fight.
Mm-hmm.
And so all it's doing is making people angrier. And let me tell you, that they picked the wrong. See, you can get away with that in countries like Canada, where they've taken all their guns away from the people. The people can't fight back, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's going to be hard to do in a country where that it's like a military camp. We're armed. This is an armed nation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole lot of us would rather be dead than red, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And so not only that, but not only do we have the right to stand up and fight back, we have the obligation. God's word, the Bible, makes it very, very clear. Freedom isn't free. It's a gift from God.
Amen.
And we are here to defend it. And so they're pushing hard against something they can't win, huh?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. Robert in Texas pledges 25. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
The phone lines are open at 866-525-0955. Or 216-901-0933. What was the time? Okay, there you go. Or the credit card line is 888-281-1110. Also, we got to remind you, folks, that we send that newsletter out free. It's a good newsletter. Our whole point is to be a watchman on the wall, to let you know what's happening, to send out things that you won't get anywhere else, but we can't afford to send them if you're not, you know, we have to review the, if we haven't gotten, say, donations, say, 3 to 4 months, then we may have to pull your name off the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, it's, but we need, you know, we don't charge you for it, but we at least should have enough to cover at least $20 a month to cover, you know, the cost.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, but the newsletter, you want the newsletter. So when you call in here, I would get the newsletter. It's very, very informative, very informative. Okay. Mm. We get a lot of letters from people telling us, you know, keep me on that, you know, and they make copies and hand them out to their friends. So we've had a lot of really good responses. So we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to have a very interesting clip, right? Okay, Wolf, and that clip is going to be, I believe, from the Epic Times, right? Yes, I think so. Yep. So we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. We still got 1 hour left.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.